Today we're going to discuss two leaders in Muslim Spain during the Golden Age of Spain from 900 to 1200. And again, when I say the Golden Age of Spain and Muslim Spain, I mean the Sephardi community, which includes Spain, North Africa, and Egypt, and to some extent Eretz Yisrael. And we'll talk about two individuals who wrote two innovative works, an ethical work and a historical work. So first, the ethical work. Bachi ibn Pakuda lived from 1050 to 1120. He lived in Muslim Spain. He was a rabbinical judge, an ethical writer, and a philosopher, and he addressed the indifference of contemporary Jewry to the faith and a mere observance of outward formalities. He wrote Chovos Halavavos, Duties of the Heart. He actually wrote it in Arabic under the title Al-Hidayah Ila Fara Id Al-Kulub, and it was translated into Hebrew by Yehuda ibn Tibon at some point from 1160 to 1180 under the title Chovos Halavavos. And this is again a presentation of the inner moral responses essential to Judaism. Bachi ibn Pakuda held that unless the heart accompanies every act with the proper feeling and emotion, then actions become merely mechanical and therefore religiously insufficient. And just to give you a flavor of this work, so he writes in this introduction that there are three different avenues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created for the knowledge of his Torah and his religion. Echad mehem haseichel nitzal mikol pega. One is a sound intellect that is free of any damage. Vav sound mind. Vabez sefer Torah nesuna lemoshe nevio, and that is the Torah. Vagimel haKabbalah shekibalnu mikad monenu. And third is the tradition that we receive from our sages, shekiblu min hanaviim, that they received from the prophets. So we have the three different avenues to achieve, understand Torah: wisdom, the Torah, and the statements of Chazal. And then he says that Chachmas HaTorah, Mischalekas LeBeis Chalakim. We can divide the wisdom of the Torah to two different parts. The first type is the responsibilities of the limbs, the obligations of the limbs, the practical responsibilities. And this is the science of external conducts. Vasheni ladas chovos halavavos. The second is the obligations of the heart. V'him hamatzpunim via chachma hatzfuna. This is thoughts, and this is the science of inner life. And in chovos ha'ivarim yachalku lebeiz chalokim. And the obligations of the limbs are divided into two different parts. Mitzvos, one part are mitzvos, is mitzvos, and v'chelek hasheni, mitzvos hashama. The second are mitzvos of, I'm sorry, the first type are mitzvos, shemechai b'hem haseichel, afim lo chiva b'hem haTorah. Those are mitzvos that the mind would have obligated us to do, that they're intuitive, even if the Torah wouldn't have commanded us to do. And the second are those that are mitzvos hashama, shein haseichel mechai b'hem, v'lo dochel osam. Those are mitzvos based on revelation that you wouldn't have thought of them on your own, like basar b'cholov, like shatnez, like kilayim. And essentially, then he goes through the chovos halavavos. And he says, I'm going to give you a smattering of some chovos halavavos. So for example, that you need to know that the world has a creator who created it from nothing and there is none like him. That we acknowledge his unity, we serve him in our hearts, that we reflect on the wonders of his works. That we should reflect on the wonders of his works, we serve in his hearts, reflect on the wonders of his works, that we placed trusted him, we humbled ourselves for him, we revere him, we fear him, We feel ashamed when we consider that he observes our outer and our inner beings. We long to do his will. We devote our acts to his name. And we love him. And this is the inner, these are the inner obligations. And what's important to understand, I think, that this isn't merely philosophy. Some of the chovos halavos, some of the inner obligations refer to what we would call philosophy. Try to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that we acknowledge that his yichudo, his unity. So there's something about an intellectual understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, it's more than that. In fact, it's also about drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he set up an ethical system from which Jewish teaching could reconcile inner feelings with outward deeds. There are 10 different gates, 10 different sha'arim that are part of the Chovos HaLevavos. The first is Yichud HaKel B'Lev Shalem. The first is believing in the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second is Ofanei HaBechina B'Vruim V'Rav V'Rov Tov HaLokim Aleihem. The second is the fact that all the different types of creation, all the different types of creations, and see how great Hashem is by all the different creations that he created in this world. And the third is Kabbalah's Avodas Elokim Aleinu, accepting Hashem's service over us. The fourth is Bitachon, having faith in God. The fifth is Chiyuv Hayoz Kol Ma'aseinu Miyuchadim Lishmo, is that the idea that we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything we do has to be united for God's sake. We have to devote everything to serve Hashem and nothing else. No, we should not serve anything else. The sixth is Kniyav Ashiflus, the feelings of humility and lowliness when we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The seventh is tshuva, repentance. The eighth is chishbon hanefesh, chishbon ha'adam im nafsho, making a chishbon hanefesh, an accounting of the soul. The ninth is chiyuv ha'prishus, is asceticism. And the tenth is avas elokim, is love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's important to understand, again, it's not simply knowledge. It's about how we serve Hashem. It's about how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even when he talks about Shar HaYichud, which is the first gate, which is all about the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it's based on Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's about understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. But it's not merely emuna, it's not merely faith and belief in God's existence. It's more than that. It's also that we have to believe that then love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avas HaKel B'Lev Shalem. Loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a complete heart. B'Seser V'Agoloi, and hidden. And always, when we're hidden, we're revealed. B'Nafshenu V'Modenu, with our soul and our money. As the Pasuk says, V'Yahavta Hashem Elokecha B'Chol Avavcha Chol Nafshu Chol Meldecha. So again, Bachi Ibn Pakuda speaks about not simply understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, but should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this. We should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this understanding. It goes in this work of Chovos HaLevavos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from philosophy to service of Hashem and God awareness. The goal of Bachya Ibn Pakuda was to achieve the experience of God. And that's this idea of, just as an example, a Yichud Hashem leads to result in love of Hashem. And his work, Chovos HaLevavos, was the first systematic work on Jewish ethics, and it became a treasury of devotion for Jews during the Middle Ages. Another new type of work that was written during this golden age of Spain was written by Avram ibn Daud in the 12th century. He lived from 1110 to 1180. He was a well-known philosopher. He was actually the first to attempt a systematic integration of Aristotelian philosophy into Jewish thought. Even before the Rambam, he wrote Al-Aqidah Al-Rafia, the sublime faith, but the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim eclipsed his work. Ibn Daud's philosophical work was translated into Hebrew under the name Emuna Rama, but we don't read that. We read the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. Even though Ibn Daud's work was before the Rambam's work far eclipsed and far surpassed what Ibn Daud wrote when it came to philosophy. Even though in his philosophical work he discusses proofs for the existence of God, the authority of tradition, the soul, prophecy, and free will. But what is he famous for? Avram Ibn Daud is famous for his historical work that was called Sefer HaKabbalah, the Book of Tradition. And this Sefer HaKabbalah was designed to present, in opposition to the Karaites, a chain of Jewish tradition as a series of unbroken links from the age of Avram to Moshe to Ibn Daud's own times. And let me just read to you the opening of this historical work. He writes, Amar HaChacham, says Amar HaChacham, Tiferes HaYisharim, Rabbeinu Avraham HaLevi Ben David, Zichvonam Livracha. So the sage Avraham Ben David writes the following. It says, Seder HaKabbalah Kasvanuhu, we wrote this Sefer Kabbalah, this book of tradition, Lodia LaTalmidim, to inform the students. Kichol divrei rabosenu zal chachmei ha-mishnah va-talmud kula mekubalim chacham gadol v'tzadik mipi chacham gadol v'tzadik. That all of the statements of our rabbis, the sages of the Mishnah and the Gemara, all receive from chacham gadol and tzadik, from the mouth of chacham gadol and tzadik. Rosh Hashiva v'siyato mipi Rosh Hashiva v'siyato. Rosh Hashiva and from Rosh Hashiva ad Anshei Knesset Agdola, goes back all the way to the Anshei Knesset Agdola, Shekiblu Mi Neviim, that they received the tradition from the Neviim, Zecher Kulam Livracha, to remember all of them for a blessing. Ula Olam, and really Chachmea Talmud, and the sage of the Talmud, V'chol Sheken Chachmea Mishnah, the sage of the Mishnah, Afilu Davar Katan Lo Amru Mi Libam, no one said anything from their own thoughts, chutz bira takanot shetiknu baaskamat kulam kedei latzot siyag laTorah, except for new pieces of legislation that were done in agreement with agreement of everyone, in order to make a fence around the Torah. V'im achshoch adam sheyesh borech minut lomar b'nei shenechlu b'kam mekamot. And if you want to say that nah, because they argued in many different places, the fichani masubak b'divrayim, therefore, I'm going to doubt in their words that one rabbi says this, one rabbi says that. Yeah, so who says their word is really the truth? Afatah ke'ah shinav, you should blunt their teeth, vodiu, and make them known, shumamrel pi basin, they are rebelling against basin, v'shalo nechlu razal olam b'ikar mitzvah, that the rabbeinu zichronam livracha, rabbeinu zichronam livracha, our rabbis never argued with the essence of the mitzvah. Ela betoldos seh, some of the derivatives, sheshamu ikaram mech rabboseyem velo shalom al toldotel, that they only heard the main aspects from their rabbis and they didn't hear about the derivatives. Vimnei shaloshim shu kol tzarkam, because they didn't serve all that was necessary. They didn't do all the shimush that was necessary. They didn't ask enough questions. So therefore they had questions and perhaps there were doubts on some of the details, but the essence of what the rabbi said, they all heard and there was no debate. Kayotzi bedavar, just like this, for example, lo nechlaku madlikim ner b'shavatim lo, there's no debate whether they're supposed to light a Shabbos candle or not. V'alma nechlu, what's their debate? B'me madlikim, b'me madlikim. With what do you light, with what don't you light? So nobody argued on the basic principles. Nobody argued, do we recite Kriyat Shema at night or not, at night in the day or not? What do they argue? From when do we recite Kriyat Shema in the night? Again, he's saying that the only arguments were on small, minor details, but on the vast majority of issues, they all argued. They all agreed. And his historical work, Sefer Kabbalah, goes through the chain of by which Torah was handed down from Moshe through the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah to the Second Temple period to the Chashmonaim, Tanaim, the Amoraim and the Gaonim, and the new centers in Egypt, Kairouan, the Western diaspora, particularly Spain. And in his work, he emphasized the independence of the Spanish, independence from the Babylonian center. I had spoken in a previous session about this when he wrote about the story of the four captives, how four great rabbis ended up moving from Babel to different communities, in different Sephardic communities in the 10th century, one to Spain, one to North Africa, one to Egypt. And the goal was, the reason why he created this, some suggested, was to demonstrate this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though there's a new center of Torah, perhaps, or there's independence from Babel now in Spain, this is Min HaTorah. He creates a story which maybe parts were true, maybe all were true, but not clear. But his goal of this historical work is, it's agenda-driven to some extent. The goal is to present the fact that our holy Mesorah has been passed down from Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud, and it is specifically anti-Karaite. And it sends the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God will never abandon the Jewish people. And for generations, Sefer HaKabbalah was considered an authentic source book on Jewish history. Again, these were two major works, an ethical work, a historical work, that came to be in the Golden Age of Spain.